Why you should become a salesperson. Becoming a salesperson can lead to a high income and lifetime job security. Once you learn how to sell, you can sell anything. Salespeople often earn more than many other professionals, including doctors, lawyers, and architects. In sales, the sky is the limit for income. The 80-20 rule. The Pareto principle, or the 80-20 rule, states that the top 20% of salespeople make 80% of the money, and the bottom 80% only makes 20% of the money. To be part of the top 20%, you only need to be a little better than your competition. A small improvement in your sales skills can greatly increase your earnings. The best part is that these skills are easy to learn. They include: find out what your potential clients really need. Ask the right questions to figure out if a prospect is a good fit. Make your sales presentation stronger and more engaging. Convincingly address objections and concerns. Try different approaches to close the sale. Ask for referrals to help increase your sales. Boost your sales performance. Your self-concept is how you see and think about yourself in every part of your life. It's a bundle of beliefs you have about yourself. Research shows that your earnings are tied to your expectations, and you can't earn more than 10% above or below what you expect to earn. To increase your sales, expand your self-concept to expect higher sales goals. You need to imagine yourself achieving these goals before they can become a reality. Feeling good about how you handle the sales cycle boosts your success. To boost your self-esteem, use positive self-talk, affirmations, training, and motivation. Successful people use upbeat and confident phrases in their inner dialogue. For example, saying "I like myself" throughout the day can raise your self-esteem. As your self-esteem grows, so does your power and ability. Sales obstacles. The two biggest challenges in sales are the fear of failure and the fear of rejection. Rejection is a normal part of sales, and to handle it, focus on building your confidence and self-image. Remember, sales rejection is not personal. With practice, persistence, and courage, you can make rejection easier to deal with. It's important to stay persistent because, on average, 80% of sales are only closed after the fifth meeting with a client. Build your confidence. Don't take rejection personally. Keep practicing and don't give up. Setting and achieving sales goals. Start by setting sales goals for the year, month, week, and even each day. Break them down into smaller tasks and actions that will help you reach these goals. Write down your goals to make them clear in your mind. Visualize your success. Picture yourself achieving your goals or imagine yourself from the outside, making a successful sale. Use the 20-idea method to brainstorm. Write your main goal as a question, like "How can I double my income in the next year?" Then, list 20 positive, personal, present tense actions that will help you achieve it, such as, "I will make 5 extra calls every day." The art of selling. People often make buying decisions based on emotion and then justify them with logic. The main reasons for buying or not buying are the desire for gain and fear of loss. The desire for gain is about wanting to improve something, while the fear of loss is about worrying about making a mistake or ending up with something unwanted. Effective selling starts with a needs analysis. To do this, ask questions that reveal the customer's primary needs and desires. Then, show how your product or service meets these needs better than anything else. Key human needs that drive buying decisions include money, security, being liked, status and prestige, health and fitness, praise and recognition, leading the field, love and companionship, personal growth, personal transformation, and power, influence, and popularity. The power of open-ended questions in sales. Open-ended questions are useful for getting clients to talk about themselves during your needs analysis. These questions often start with words like what, where, when, how, who, why, and which. By asking these questions, you control the conversation. Remember the 6 most important words in selling. Spend more time with better prospects. Early in your presentation, ask questions to find out if the person is a potential customer. Learn from the top salespeople in your company and apply their prospecting methods to your work. Modern salespeople act as consultants, mentors, or teachers. Become a friend who offers solutions to your clients' problems. Keep in mind that people don't buy products, they buy the benefits that products provide. When discussing your product or service, remember the customer is always thinking, "What's in it for me?" The customer also wants to know the cost, the benefits, when they will see results, and what guarantee you offer. Effective sales strategies for your product. To sell your product or service, you need to understand what you are offering, who your market is, and who your competitors are. Start by listing your product's 10 most appealing features. Then, figure out why someone would choose to buy it from your company and you personally. Identify your unique selling proposition, the one feature that sets your product apart from others. When you are selling in the home, never make a sales presentation in the living room. People do not make important decisions in the living room. They make them in the kitchen or at the dining room table. The four key elements of strategic selling are specialization, differentiation, segmentation, and concentration. Determine the specific benefits your product offers. Differentiate it from competitors through price, quality, or your unique personality. Segmentation involves finding the right group of people who naturally want your product. Concentrate on the prospects who are most likely to give you the best results. If you do what other successful people do, you will eventually get the same results that they do. The goal of a prospecting call is to get an appointment, not to make a sale over the phone. Start your sales call with a strong statement. Ask questions that highlight your product's benefits and get the response, "Really? How do you do that?" For example, Corning Glass's strong opening statement is, "We can provide you with glass that doesn't shatter." Common concerns in one-on-one sales meetings. Everyone is busy. For this reason, you should always expect initial sales resistance, even if you are offering the very best product at the very best price to the most qualified prospect in the world. In one-on-one meetings, you aim to make the potential customer feel comfortable and listened to. Address five concerns. First, show that you have something important to say. Second, confirm you are talking to the right person. Third, assure them that the meeting will be brief. Fourth, make it clear there is no obligation to buy. Fifth, let them know you will not use high-pressure sales tactics. Sales resistance and professionalism tips. Facing resistance in sales is normal. To handle it, show your prospects that you understand their concerns. Use a line like, "Other people in your industry felt the same way when I first called on them. But now they've become our best customers." Then, emphasize the key benefits of your product or service. You can also address resistance by pointing to your satisfied customers. Testimonials, referrals, and recommendations are powerful tools in your sales strategy. The persona of a professional. In sales, everything counts. The impression you make matters. Successful salespeople show a confident and professional image. To achieve this, dress appropriately for the occasion and stay well-groomed. Stand tall, have good posture, and pay attention to your body language. Speak clearly and confidently with a strong, clear voice. Stay positive and friendly, with a cheerful attitude. Match your appearance to your customer's style, clothing, grooming, and hair. Keep your sales materials organized, colorful, and appealing. Maintain a tidy and organized workspace. Practice a firm handshake. Always be polite, no matter who you're interacting with. How to present your product effectively. After qualifying a prospect, present one feature of your product at a time to identify the key benefit that grabs their attention. Once you find their hot button, focus your presentation on that specific benefit and highlight measurable results, such as a 10% increase in sales. If possible, offer guarantees like rebates or refunds to reinforce the potential outcome. Remember, discussions about price typically occur after the client is ready to buy. So avoid bringing it up until you've fully presented the value of your product. Sales closing techniques. Salespeople often use different closing techniques to encourage a decision from the client. Two popular ones are the approach close and the demonstration close. Approach close, in this technique, you ask the client to decide after you present the product. For example, you could say, "At the end of our conversation, please let me know if this product makes sense to you." This method asks the client to listen carefully and then decide if the product is right for them. Demonstration close. Here, you start the conversation by asking if the client is ready to buy once they see the key benefit of the product. For example, "Mr. Prospect, if I can show you the best investment available today, would you be ready to invest $5,000? This focuses on showing the value before asking for a commitment. Power of suggestion close. This method assumes the client has already decided to buy. You guide the conversation as if the purchase is certain, saying something like, you're going to love the service you'll get. These strategies help push the conversation toward a decision and make it easier for clients to commit. 10 keys to success in selling. Sales professionals in the top 20% follow these essential practices. Do what you love to do, enjoy your job and aim to excel. Decide exactly what you want, set clear, concrete goals. Back your goal with persistence and determination, be resilient and stay committed. Commit to lifelong learning, continuously gain new knowledge. Use your time well, follow a well-prioritized plan. Follow the leaders, seek advice from top sellers you know. Character is everything, be genuine and trustworthy. Unlock your inborn creativity, find and apply your natural talents. Practice the golden rule, treat everyone with respect and fairness. Pay the price of success, work hard until you achieve your goals. Key points. 1. Learn to sell effectively to earn high income and job security. 2. Focus on self-concept and positivity to boost sales performance. 3. Overcome rejection by seeing it as part of the process. 4. Set clear goals and visualize success to achieve higher sales. 5. Understand customer needs and emotions to make effective sales. 6. Use open-ended questions to engage and influence clients. 7. Maintain professionalism and confidence to close sales successfully.